Good morning. It's Thursday, April 15th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny and a little cooler, with a high of 71 and a low of 44. In our top story, North Carolina could join other states in tightening rules on cell phone use in cars. The Hands-Free NC Act would ban the use of handheld cell phones and other wireless communications devices while driving. The bill has backing from groups representing insurance agents and law enforcement agencies as well as the AARP. But previous efforts to pass similar hands-free bills have not had enough support in the General Assembly before. Drivers caught violating the law would face a $100 fine with higher fines and points that could increase insurance rates for subsequent violations. In politics, Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first trip to North Carolina since taking office to sell the American Jobs Plan. She is set to make stops in Greensboro and High Point on Monday to talk about the plan for growing the nation's economy and creating jobs. The plan is the Biden administration's infrastructure proposal, which includes money for roads, bridges and rail as well as water projects, elderly care and broadband. Harris made several stops in North Carolina during last year's election season. In more politics, former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory announced Wednesday he is running for North Carolina's open U.S. Senate seat in 2022. He's a Republican who served one term as governor and 14 years as Charlotte's mayor. McCrory made the official announcement on his popular WBT radio show Wednesday morning. He said he's running because he's the best for the job. In transportation news, American Airlines is launching 3 new flights from Raleigh-Durham International Airport, including the only non-stop flight to the Florida Panhandle. Starting in early June, American will fly between RDU and Orlando, Nashville and Destin, Florida. The Nashville flight will operate year-round while the Florida flights will be seasonal between June and August. Leisure destinations such as Florida have become the most popular destinations for Triangle air travelers. And finally, nearly everything inside Northgate Mall is up for grabs before the Durham Shopping Center is demolished and gone for good. The mall is auctioning off virtually all of its remaining physical goods, including furniture, fixtures, and even Christmas decorations. The new owners of the mall have plans to tear it down and build a mixed-use development with office, housing, and retail development. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.